Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me, and my strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Selah. And then I acknowledged my sin to you, and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. And you forgave me the guilt of my sin. Selah. Therefore let everyone who is godly pray to you while you may be found. Surely when the mighty waters rise, they will not reach him. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit or bridle, or they will not come to you. Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the man who trusts in him. Rejoice in the Lord, and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all you who are upright in heart. Psalm 32. Good morning and welcome to Through Their Message. My name is Rhonda, and I come to you from Foundations Bible Church in Winnebago, Minnesota, and I would like to extend an invitation to you to come and join us for Sunday school at 9 a.m. and worship that begins at 10:15. Another year has passed, and like that of a speeding bullet train. How fast did the past year travel by? Well, if you blinked, I would say that you missed a great portion of it. There was so much happening last year. The wars in Ukraine and Israel fighting for her survival. The increase of trouble in the homeland and the dangers now placed upon the nation from open borders. Mysterious drones, assassination attempts, from the anger, the temperament, and disillusionment of so many because of the election cycle. A ship without a rudder in a sea of rudderless ships. Collisions costing lives and stranding survivors. Theft of life, abandonment of its meaning, and the casualness of its value. The worst in people has been seen for some time now, and the spiritual battle taking place is no longer hidden from our view, but being fought now, right out in the open, before our very eyes. Unfortunately, for most, they have no understanding of what it is that they see. There are conflicting views in the wonderment as to the increase of Bible sales in the latter part of 2024, and yet the decrease in the size of the congregations gathering for worship. Everyone seems to see everything differently, and it is very difficult to get people to come together on how they see anything. These are the days we live in, where confusion and chaos spread their wings and fly to heights beyond any reality, leaving no possibility of questioning any and all truth and finding and holding on to any hope. But hope is out there. Truth is out there. Blessings are out there. And if you will seek them, they may be found by you. God has made that promise. In Matthew 6, verses 7 and 8, the words of Jesus, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. This psalm I titled Blessed, Forgiven, and Delivered, because it speaks to all of these possibilities and of how they can belong to each of us if we would only believe in God and His Christ. To be blessed means the happy condition of those who revere the Lord and do His will. They are those who walk with God, follow in His ways, and seek His face. They ask Him what they are to do, how they are to do it, and in His counsel, He will answer their questions by their knowing Him and of His ways. He welcomes and invites us to come to Him, and He knows what we have want of before we do. And after talking to Him, we can then see the options more clearly before us, and we'll know what to do. Where we have problems is when we do not like our options and we choose for ourselves another way. Good things come to us from God. Oh, it may take a trial or a refining fire to see or understand His blessings, but everything God does is to draw us nearer to Him. God's presence or His hand is always upon His blessing. Blessings came upon Mary as she was told about the child that she would carry. It did not mean that everything would be simple and easy. In fact, a lot of the times when blessings fall upon us, it is at times when we were calling out of our troubles for deliverance, or we're facing a difficult journey ahead of us. No matter which way we come to the Lord, we will get through to the other side because we don't journey alone, and that in itself is a blessing. Jesus would tell the people with ears to hear of the blessings offered to men from God. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:3-10. These blessings, this peace, this joy, the strength to persevere, to understand God's love, these blessings are attainable by following only one path in this life, and with life's last breath, that window of opportunity for God's eternal blessings closes to that man found to be exhaling for the last time. So, blessed is the man whose transgressions, whose sins are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Covered by the blood of Jesus, when he gave his life for us so that we would not have to suffer the pain of death. This pain came upon us when Adam and Eve listened to the serpent and questioned the faithfulness and the trustworthiness of God. If they were deceived in the garden, where up until that point everything was perfect and pristine, then what could be said of the rest of us? We each can be found to have fallen deeply into sin ourselves. But what difference in us today is that there are many who do not believe themselves to be sinners, and therefore they are not in need of being saved. But 1 John 1:8-10 says, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claimed we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives. So there really is no gray area, for all have sinned, and all have fallen short of the glory of God, and that is why we celebrate the birth of Jesus, and we must remember that the reason for his coming to earth, to this world, was to set the captives free, those bound and chained by sin, me and you. John 3:17, God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And 1 Peter 2:18-19, for you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. God told the people of Israel in the desert after their leaving Egypt, for the life of a creature is in the blood. I have given it to you to make atonement for yourselves on the altar. It is the blood that makes atonement for one's life. Leviticus 17:11. Atonement means a covering for, amends or reparation for. You see, the coming of Jesus, in his coming as the Lamb of God, as recorded in this acknowledgement by the Holy Spirit within in John, he speaks as he sees Jesus approach. Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, John 1:30. Jesus would tell the people, do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them, Matthew 5:17. And finally in Hebrews 9:22, in fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Heavenly Father, there is nothing in this life that I live when you are by my side, when you watch over me, or when you provide what I need and comfort me when I am troubled, that can give me over to fear. Lord, give me the strength to follow you. Shine your light on my path always. And Lord, let me not be led into temptation so that I will be led away from you, but be drawn nearer to you as I seek you, and you reveal yourself in your mighty hand to me. Thank you for the blood that covers my shame, my guilt, and frees me to love and to live and be with you always. I love you, Lord, but only began to understand what that meant after I understood that you first loved me and gave everything so that I might know life and live in love. In your name, Jesus, I pray with a humble and a grateful heart. Amen.